You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
And finally on the program, younger South Africans are known these days as real job hoppers. So is this a good thing? Why is it happening and what's the impact, both good and bad? Dion Chang is the founder and chief executive officer of Flux Trends. Dion, a warm welcome to you. So what are the reasons here?
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, I'm actually not surprised by the stats and that they came out. I think there's a disconnect of saying, why do they job hop rather than why can companies not retain or engage those younger workers? So if you look at the stats, obviously the younger workers that are job hopping, I think that's quite normal if it's sort of between the 18 to 24 years age. But then as you grow older, when you're starting to get into your career development, that one is very high. And for me, kind of unsurprising if I look at the disconnect between management styles and this new generation, and we're talking Gen Zs here coming through into the workforce, and their approach to careers and how they define a career and what they want out of a career compared to the managers who are much older and their kind of trajectory of what a career is.
And interestingly, Dion Chang, it's not just about money, is it?
No, not at all. And I think what we miss is the fact that for this generation, a career and a job is firstly a learning journey. So you want to learn as much as possible. And therein lies the first disconnect is because if you look at kind of an older management style, it's you are a junior, you must sit down and you don't know the business. Whereas this generation has a lot of agency in terms of the experience on social media, social justice issues, all of those kind of things. So they want to participate, but they're not allowed to participate. The other thing is also they don't view a career trajectory as a very linear one, but much more of a career portfolio. So you kind of look at different things and you pick up different skills as you go along. So if they're not picking up a certain skill or they're not learning and they are not given any kind of agency or there's no speak up culture within their organization, then why would they want to stay there? So I think that's one of the big fundamentals that's really, really kind of a disconnect between how people manage or what management feels is not a loyalty quotient. Let's put it that way.
So what does management need to do in terms of changing its mindset or headspace, given that it does have responsibility to stakeholders, it's often skating on a thin margin, and it's responsible for profit?
I think what management needs to do is relook kind of what's happened post-pandemic. And I think that goes not only for a younger workforce, but the workforces in general. There's a huge fundamental shift in what people really want out of work. That work-life balance is kind of almost a non-negotiable now, the flexibility, all of those kind of things. And I think we've got a management style that's sort of stuck in a 20th century corporate mold and has not really evolved into that. So instead of your very traditional management attributes, as you know, you kind of crack the whip and you've got to be assertive, you've got to do that. There's a very different way of managing a workforce. It's nurturing, it's kind of learning people and making sure that people kind of grow. So they say that there's a huge confluence, or we're at a crossroads in terms of work and the future of work and careers, a convergence of technology and purpose. And I think if you don't give people that sense of purpose or the sense that they have achieved something, then people are going to say, why do I stay here? I should just, might as well just leave. Mm. And then just quickly, Jeremy, the other thing, the very interesting thing is we did a research project called the 30-30-30 Project just before the elections. So 30 conversations with under 30s, 30 years into democracy. And the one spillover, I mentioned the kind of spillover from about agency with social media, came out quite strongly there. And that was of a fractured identity. So if you look at kind of a young person, there's always a side hustle and how they show up on different social media platforms. So, TikTok is for my side hustle. Instagram is for FOMO. Facebook is where the elders are, so I'm on my best behavior. But within that, you start understanding that when I come to work, or this generation, when I come to a company, I'm not going to give you 100% of everything that I do, which is what an older generation used to do. So, which is why they draw quite firm lines, which is very disconcerting for a management kind of style to say, I'll give you this much, but no further. I'm not going to give you 100% of myself 100% of the time. And I think that is what's causing the biggest conflict in the workplace at the moment.
But interestingly, Dion, against that backdrop, it's difficult then to create that sense of purpose that you talk about, or is it?
I would disagree. I think it is a management style that needs to be adjusted, and it is about learning, because I've spoken to a lot of people, that, especially young people, that say, I learn a lot. I've been given room to grow. I did a workshop the other day where, you know, the suggestion was, instead of just being in a very siloed company, and my career is just in the silo, why don't they, and some companies are doing, not a lot of them, are allowing people to go cross-department to start learning about the entire business, the whole ecosystem with that. And I don't think a lot of companies do that. Like I said, I think it's a very 20th century kind of perspective of saying, this is your role, you're a junior, sit down, shut up, and we'll keep you in the silo, and we're not going to listen to what you say. But you're seeing much more forward-thinking companies actually have Gen Z shadow boards that say, tell us what we're doing wrong. So, for example, one of the big global sportswear brands, they have a Gen Z shadow board that holds the management to account for all of their sustainability promises and pledges that they've done, which I thought was a very clever way of looking at it.
Always good talking to you. Dion Chang, thank you very much indeed, the founder and chief executive officer of Flux Trends. And Dion, very quickly, before I let you go, you have a new book out, don't you?
Yes, it's called No Surprises, The Future. It's a team effort with Faiza Khan and Bronwyn Williams, all at Flux. And essentially, it's over 80 trends for business that kind of look ahead and what you should be looking at. And I think most importantly, the blind spots and unintended consequences of where your business might be going.
Thank you very much indeed.